This is the end of the 2018.
再过几天啊，圣诞节要来了。
In a couple of days, we'll have Christmas.
圣诞节应该和感恩节有一个相同的功能呢，就是提醒我们要感恩。
So both Christmas and Thanksgiving has the same functions that is to remind us to be thankful.
我上次在这分享主日信息，就是11月4号。
I remember last time I came was November 4th.
那天的讲题是感恩复兴。
That was about Thanksgiving and the revival.
那我有说，在美国进入十一月呢，就要准备过感恩节。那当然要向神感恩。
So I said, in November, America is entering into this Thanksgiving season.
虽然我们都知道要时常向神感恩呢，然而呢，深刻的感恩呢，常常是因为有了特殊的经历。
So, although we all know that we need to be thankful, but we only have that deep feeling when we have a special occasion.
所以就在那个主日啊，就是那个十一月四号那个主日之后的那一周啊。
On that the week after that particular Sunday, November 4th.
我所居住的那个千巷市哈，就是 Thousand Oaks 呢，本来是没有什么知名度的。
So the city I lived in, that is Thousand Oaks, which was not that famous.
却有好几天呢，占据了美国新闻的焦点，全美国新闻的焦点。
Nevertheless, it was the focus of the news media for a couple of days of
across the country. 那几天的特殊经历，让我比较有能够有一些深刻的体会。
So through that experience, I have some deeper understanding of this issue, this matter.
那么感恩应该是我们生活的一部分。就感恩应该是我们生活的一部分，不是一个形式啊。
Yeah, thankful, being grateful, it should be part of our life. It's not just a formality.
我们时刻都应该心存感恩。
So we need to be thankful all the time.
那美国的两大节期就是感恩节跟圣诞节嘛啊。
So Thanksgiving and Christmas are the two big holidays in the United States.
都来自于基督教的文化。
Both are rooted in the Christian culture.
那么向神感恩应该是这两个节期的主要精神。
So being thankful is the main spirit of these two holidays.
但是呢，因为商业化的关系呢，感恩呢其实就是个形式了。
So but it became superficial after it has been commercialized.
至于实质的活动，基本上就是两类啊。
So in reality, we are doing mainly two things during this time.
一个呢就是什么，哎，美食嘛哈。
One that is to enjoy the food.
再来一个是什么呢
？And then,
抢购。
What's next? That is shopping.
可是呢，今年2018年十一月呢，在我所居住的千巷市啊，应该是这个城市历史中最伤痛难忘的一夜了。
But in November, the city I live in, experienced the hardest time in our life.
两件大事啊，
there are two main things.
使得这个城市的居民的过节的焦点呢，可以说至少今年从美食和采购抢购呢，转移到比较深刻的反思。
So those two events bring us to some deeper reflection. During this thankful Thanksgiving season.
那么先就是十一月七号晚上啊，一个大规模的叫做滥射枪击啊，造成了13个人的死亡，包括了自杀的凶手啊。那么这个12个人倒没有包括那个凶手。
So on November 7th, there was a mass shooting, including the shooter himself. There were totally 13 people died in this event.
发生在我们那边一个算是相当大的一个餐馆，刚好那一天叫做 College Night， 所以大部分都是年轻人啊。
So it happened in a restaurant which is popular among college students, and they have a special event for college students. So that's why many people died or injured during that time were young people.
至于那个很确切的受伤人数呢，我一直没有能够找到，所以但是。是从12个到21个人都有是不同的说法。
I couldn't quite pin down the exact number of people killed during that time. Their number varies from 12 to 30.
然后没想到呢，就是在这个事情啊震惊的才一天之后呢，就发生了另一件事。
Just not long after this shocking event, there's another things happened too.
其实是从比较还蛮远的一个另外一个地区开始有一个山火。
Actually, there was a fire which is a little bit further away from where we live.
就是在那个 Chatsworth 那个角角的地方啊，发生了一个山火。
It's a start at the place called Chatsworth. That is up the north there.
非常干燥。
It was a very dry season.
然后有那个 Santa Ana wind， 就是那个很那个焚风呢，它的速度可以高达差不多，就是说这80英里啊。
So there was a strong Santa Ana wind that can go up to 80 miles per hour.
所以就一发不可收拾呢，它就一路都烧到了海边呢啊，这就是那个有名的 Woolsey Fire 啊。
So it turns into this Woolsey Fire. So it burns southbound, southwards, and goes all the way to the ocean.
所以那个地区的居民还有包括我家了，有不少人都必须要撤离。
So many people in that area, including myself, they have to be evacuated.
那么我们教会也有弟兄姐妹的房子被烧到了。
There are people in our church. Their house was also burned.
所以呢？这一次啊，这个滥射枪击了啊。
So this mass shooting，
在今年这个感恩节的确影响了啊，多少有影响到啊，倾向是居民过节的感受，而对于这个节日感恩节的意义呢，应该会有比较深刻的思想。
So it surely impact how people feel or experience this Thanksgiving time and will cause them to think more deeply。
然后呢，这个山火大撤离哈。
And this evacuation because of this this Woolsey fire。
就是第二天早上，就是礼拜五的早上的那个，在那个PCH 上面哈，这个车子要逃离火场，往大家都往南逃嘛啊的那个的那个都是塞得满满的，然后没有什么车子往那一头走了啊。
So this is a picture taken the day after. So you see the cars lining up on the coastal highway. People are running in the same direction because they are running away from the fire.
被困在那个 traffic 里面，就是那个塞车里面的人呢、啊，大概也多少可以感觉到自己还是很有限的啊。
So people are trapped in this traffic. They can feel that they are quite powerless.
那跟基督徒更应该知道，神才是我们的依靠。
So for Christian, we know that God is really our only God is our we can depend only on God.
所以我们要对神心存感恩。
So we need to be thankful to God.
当然，我们也都知道了，这种事情呢，到后面呢，以后还是会过去，也会恢复正常。
But we know all this will gradually become normal. Our life become normal again.
这一张相片就让我想起来有首诗歌，大家也许听过也唱过，叫做《恩典够用》啊。
So this picture reminds me of a hymn. Probably you have sang this before. That is God's grace is sufficient for me.
就是里面有一句话说：“乌云背后还有蓝天嘛。”
So it says that the blue sky is behind this.Dark cloud.
就是撤离的人呢，在回头看的时候呢，你会看到他的这个的确是那些浓烟的背后呢，当然还是蓝天啊，蓝天还是会回来的。
So for people running away, if they look back, they can surely see the blue sky is still behind that dark cloud.
只是呢，这样的悲剧和灾难呢，也会让我们很困惑。
But of course, these type of suffering sometimes puzzles us.
神为什么容许他们发生呢？
How come God allow these type of tragedies happen?
神为什么不出手阻止呢？
Why does not God preventing this?
为什么让这些年轻的性命就这样子就没有了呢？
Why are we letting these young lives to be taken away?
那我们如何能够心存感恩呢？
How can we be thankful during this time?
所以我们来思想一下我们刚刚读的经文啊， so, 希望能够帮助我们。
So let's ponder upon this passage we just read, and hopefully this will be helpful to us.
好， 那么呢，我们看到的话，就是在前面有讲到十一节呢，基本上就是告诉我们啊，那么耶稣呢，他是从加利利海边周围的地区往耶路撒冷去的。
So, the verse 11 told us, Jesus on his way to Jerusalem, traveling along the border between Samaria and Galilee.
那耶路撒冷当然是在撒玛利亚南边的犹太地区了，所以他必须要经过撒玛利亚啊。
So, Jerusalem is on the south side of the country. So, from Galilee to Jerusalem, you need to pass through Samaria.
好，然后呢，这边就讲到他进入一个村子，在十二节说他进入一个村子的时候呢，迎面来了十个大麻风的病患。
So, verse 12 told us that when he was going into a village, there were 10 people who had leprosy met Jesus.
你看这个英文的翻译呢，比较符合原文的，就是说他在进入这个词呢，在英文翻译用的是进行式啊，按照这个希腊的文法。
So the English translation correctly translated its tense, which is was going into.
那么意思就是耶稣正要进入那个村子。
So it emphasized he was entering this village.
那也就是说在这个时候啊，耶稣应该还是在那个村子的外围。
So it shows a picture that Jesus was about entering this village.
因为当时啊，有大麻风的人啊，只能够住在社区的外面生活。
So Jesus was on the outskirts of the village because during the time the rules is that for leprosy they cannot enter the village, so they have to be outside of the village.
这经文在这里没有说明白的说这个村子到底是在撒玛利亚呢，还是在犹太。
The verses didn't really clearly point out whether this village is in Samaria or is outside.
不过我们可以推论，应该是一个撒玛利亚人的村子。
But we can guess or infer that this is a village inside Samaria.
因为这个等候耶稣的是那个十个长大麻风的。
Because the people, the 10 leprosies waiting there, was waiting there. They were waiting there.
不是从村子里来的群众。
They are not from, not coming out.Of this village.
没有群众从村子里出来。
There were no people coming out from the village.
因为当时犹太人的基层百姓认为呢，耶稣就是来拯救他们的弥赛亚。
Because among Jews, many Jesus follower, they feel that Jesus came only to save Jews.
所以呢，耶稣所到的犹太人社区的话呢，都会有群众出来求他帮助，或者是听他讲话。
So when Jesus entered a village with Jews, a lot of people would come out and welcome him to ask him questions.
那么犹太人呢，看撒玛利亚人是不洁净的，因此呢是彼此不来往。
And because Jews think they are Samaritans, they are not clean.So they don't really interact with each other.
福音书其他的地方都有记载啊。
So that is recorded in the other gospels.
耶稣最早派十二个门徒去传福音的时候，特别交代他们：你们不要进撒玛利亚人的村子。
So when
免得麻烦。
When Jesus initially sent the disciples, he told them not to enter the Samaria.
那么。还有一个有名的就是耶稣在一个撒玛利亚人的村子里面不被接待，然后他的门徒有个门徒啊很生气，约翰说要不要让我们叫天火下来，耶稣说不必了，我们到别的地方去吧啊。
So another story also famous that is when Jesus entered a Samaritan village but the people were not welcoming, and so the disciple John asked Jesus whether we shouldask for the heavenly fire to burn down the village.
所以我们应该会发现一件事情，就是为什么这里有九个是犹太人啊？
So,
大麻风，十个大麻风里面有九个是犹太人。
So it's interesting to see that there out of the 10, there were 9 Jews among them.
他们竟然会在一个撒玛利亚的村子外面讨生活。
They were, how come they were, outside of the Samaritan's village and were, they live there?
因为啊，他们会被自己的同胞犹太人呢、啊、排斥拒绝的更厉害。
Because they would be rejected by their own people.
犹太人呢、啊，看大麻风是神的咒诅惩罚，多过是一种疾病。
So Jews traditionally consider the leprosy is a curse more than a disease.
所以大麻风病人被犹太人看为罪人多于病人。
So they consider those lepers sinners more than the sick people.
所以呢，歧视会多于同情。
So the prejudice is more than their sympathy.
相对之下啊。撒玛利亚人呢，对于大麻风患者的排斥，就是因为这种病很可怕。
So relatively speaking, Samaritans just think that this leprosy is a very terrible disease.
所以比较不会去定罪他们。
They tend not to judge them.
因为撒玛利亚人没有那种犹太人的律法观念。
So they don't have this concept of cursing in the law.
所以对于这些啊，这个麻风病人呢，他会有多一点的同情。
So they have they show more sympathy toward leprosies.
那么这十个人呢，中间有九个犹太人，还有一个是受厌恶的撒玛利亚人，就是被犹太人厌恶的。
So among the 10 lepers, 9 Jews were with just one detested Samaritan.
他们会让这个撒玛利亚跟着他们一起来求耶稣医治。
So ten they come together to ask the help from Jesus.
这很有意思。
And this is quite interesting.
因为得了大麻风在当时是等于是毁了一生的苦难。
So leprosy in a sense basically ruined a person's life for sure.
那这种大苦难呢，反而使得他们怎样同病相怜了。
So this great suffering bring people together.
他们不再因为群族的仇恨偏见而彼此排斥。
So they will put down their bias against based on their race.
这九个长大麻风的犹太人呢，其实是有理由担心，是吧？耶稣会因为那个撒玛利亚人呢，不肯医治他们。
So there's a good reason for the 9 Jews on.To think that Jesus probably won't heal them because of that Samaritan.
所以他们是应该是有理由要把这个撒玛利亚赶走啊！你不要跟着我们一起来。
So they have good reason to ask the Samaritan not to follow them.
可是同为受苦的病人呢，反而能够除去了根深蒂固的偏见。
But because they share the same suffering, they can lay down or put down their prejudice.
你看，犹太人自以为自己洁净。
So the Jews think they are by nature clean.
可是你现在自己也得了大麻风，你凭什么说那个撒玛利亚人不洁净？
And but for those lepers, you cannot really say we are clean and you are not.
所以从这里可以看到呢，苦难可以使得一同受苦的人呢。放下偏见，互相帮助。
So we can see that the suffering can help the fellow sufferers to lay down their prejudice and help each other.
在千向市的那个枪击滥射之后呢，新闻报道就有很多感人的画面。
So after that mass shooting in Thousand Oaks, there were a lot of touching moments that was displayed in the video, in the TV.Screen.
这个社区都表现出这种同舟共济的那种精神啊。
The community showed the spirit of helping out each other.
有很多为这些受害者跟他们的家庭的祷告、关怀还有慰问呢，多半都是来自于一些非亲非故的居民了。
So the people were not related. They showed the compassion, help, prayer, and throughout the community.
然后呢？第二天就是那个枪击的第二天呢，就是在我们教会旁边有一所中学设立了临时捐血站。
So the day after the mass shooting, the school next to our church set up a blood drive station.
那么新闻报道说有五百人啊，他们为了要帮助这些伤者呢，很耐心的在那边排队捐等候捐血。
So in the news, it was reported that were 500 people waiting patiently in line to donate their blood.
有的人都愿意在那边等两个小时，还有人干脆拿着椅子坐在那里。
So people are patiently waiting even up to 2 hours. Some people even just bring a chair along with them and wait there.
那么后来呢，那些山火受到山火威胁的社区，有大批的居民就撤离了。
So afterwards, because of the wildfire, there were people, a lot of people were evacuated.
那么比较安全社区的居民呢，他们就伸出援手，捐赠一些当时急需要的食物啊、饮水啊，还有这个这个衣物等等。
So people around that community who were not impacted by this fire, they donate food, water, and clothing for the people are in need.
我们都不希望经历苦难。
We don't really want to experience suffering.
也不能够完全明白神为什么容许灾难。
We cannot really totally understand why God allows sufferings.
然而呢，患难也能让我们看到正面的影响。
But we do see the suffering bring up the positive side of our life.
家庭、教会在苦难中会更团结。
So the family, church become more united through the suffering.
表现出更多的爱心、同理心，还有同情心。
So it help us to develop or display the compassion among each other.
你说当有山火来了
，So when there's a fire，
如果说原来有某个家庭曾经就是这两天有些纠纷搞得很不愉快。
So it may be two family were quarreling.
然后被通知说要赶快撤离了。
So when they were told to be evacuated.
我想那些不愉快大概很快就自然就消失了。
So I think those quarreling or the unpleasant things will be cast away.
一家人还是一家人吧，这个时候了啊。
So family is still family.
那么教会也是如此，在患难中的教会很自然的就会比在安逸中的环境中，在安逸的环境中要团结，而且还能彼此相爱。
So it's probably true for church.Who are if the church is in suffering, they can probably be more loving and united than the church in their easy times.
然后下面我们看到的就是说，这个十个长大麻风的人远远的高声求耶稣怜悯他们啊。
And then we see the verses told us that they called out in loud voice from far away. From far away.
耶稣告诉他们去让祭司查看身体。
And then Jesus asked them to go show yourself to priests.
然后说呢，他们去的时候呢，就都洁净了。
And verse told us that as they went, they were cleansed.
显然，耶稣说话的时候呢，他们并没有立即得到洁净。
So it seems like that when Jesus gave that command, they were not immediately cleansed.
而是在他们采取行动之后的某个时刻，医治发生了。
But this healing happens after they took the lepers took actions.
所以这里让我们看到的是什么呢
？So what we see from this?
神有回应我们的祈求，只是结果呢，常常发生在我们采取信心行动的某个时刻。
So God can answer our prayer.But it often results after we take actions.
那么下面就是十五跟十六有说到，被耶稣医治的十个人中间，只有那个撒玛利亚人回来感谢耶稣，归荣耀于神。
And the story continues saying that out of the ten, there's only one who is the Samaritan that was came back after.They were healed.
照理说，那九个犹太人应该比撒玛利亚人更知道要归荣耀于神才对嘛。
We probably would think that the nine Jews probably should know to give glory to God better than what Samaritan knows.
那他们怎么都没有回来感谢耶稣呢？
How come they didn't come back to give thanks to Jesus?
可能原因很多。
There could be many reasons.
而且因人而异。
Probably also depends on the person.
因为那九个人呢，各有自己的状态和想法。
And because the nine individuals, they may have their own ideas about giving thanks.
他们没有回去感谢耶稣的原因啊，大概也都不见得一样。
They may not have the same reasons for not going to give thanks to Jesus.
倒是那一个撒玛利亚人呢，回来感谢耶稣，很可能是因为他觉得自己不配。
It is probably for the Samaritan feel that the healing he was not worthy of Jesus' help.
耶稣啊，是犹太人的弥赛亚，竟然愿意医治他这个被犹太人厌弃的撒玛利亚人嘛？所以他觉得不配啊。
Maybe he was thinking that Jesus is this for a Messiah for Jews, and he himself is a Samaritan, so may not be worthy of Jesus' help.
所以在当时，长大麻风的人被洁净了，他就可以恢复群体的生活，那等于就是重生了嘛。
So you can consider they were reborn once their leprosy were healed.
那跟和这个前曾经是难友的那九个犹太人来比相比啊，他知道自己不配得到耶稣的这个叫做再造之恩吧。
Compared to the other nine Jews, this Samaritan knows that he is not worthy of Jesus' help, and he think that his what Jesus gave him is another chance for life.
所以呢，他回来大声荣耀归荣耀与神。
So he came back and give thanks to Jesus.
其实希腊文的表达很强烈，是说他抑制不住的大声称颂神啊。
So in Greek, it based on the tense, is saying that he continuously to praise God and give thanks.
并且呢，向耶稣下拜感谢。
And then he also threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him.
知道自己不配，会使人心存感恩。
When we know that we are not worthy, which will give us the grateful heart.
恩典呢，本来就是不配得的。
And when we talk about grace, it is something we are not worthy of.
配得的就不是恩典。
If we are worthy of something, that is not gift or is not grace.
所以不觉得自己不配，自然不会心存感恩。
If you feel you deserve something, then you won't.Feel grateful when you received it.
比起这个撒玛利亚人呢，那九个被耶稣洁净的犹太人呢，很可能会缺少这个层面的感恩。
So for those nine Jews, they probably would lack of this understanding or this feeling, so they won't feel as grateful.
那么耶稣就问了这句话啊。
And then Jesus asked this.
十个人洁净了。那九个到哪去了？只有这一个外族的人啊，回来感谢。
He said that he asked that were not all ten cleansed? Where are they? Where are the other nine?
其实啊，绝大多数的人来找耶稣呢，是因为有需要。
Actually, during the time, most people came only ask because they have some need they want Jesus to fulfill.
很少有人没有需要就跑来跟耶稣讲说，哎呀，我要敬拜你。
Not many people would come to say I want to worship Jesus without a string attached.
我是指说还没有信主之前嘛啊。
I'm talking about people became a believer before they became a believer.
那么问题解决之后啊。生活应该比较顺畅了呢，忘了耶稣对自己有过恩情的人呢，并不少见。
So it is not uncommon that when people forgot about how Jesus would help them before.
那九个被祭司那认证洁净了之后啊，就可以呢恢复群体的生活了。
So those nine Jews they can return to their normal social life.Once the priest declare them clean,
他们就开始过自己的日子。
They can start their own life again.
那么人在苦难中间呢，会受到很多的限制。
They were limited when they were suffering.
会比较自然就是要依靠神。
So they naturally they have to depend more on God.
也会祷告许愿。
They may pray, may making pledges.
将来脱离了苦难之后，生活比较顺畅了。
So after they get rid of that suffering and life become easier,
必定会尽心尽力尽意服侍神。
They probably say, if that happens, I will serve God with all our might and all our heart.
然而呢，生活上的限制没有了以后啊，能做的事情也多了。
And after the limitation, the constraint was rid of, got rid of, they should have the more capability or ability.
身体不好的时候，好吃好玩的都无福消受。
So when you are sick, you probably unable to enjoy the good food or the things used to bring you pleasure.
身体好了以后呢？
Once you become healthy,
可以享受美食,
you can enjoy the food,
可以游山玩水,
you can enjoy the traveling,
也有兴致培养嗜好,
you can start cultivating your own habits,
不知不觉就把神的事就往后排啊,
and then that pushed away the matters of God's things.
感恩的心呢, 不能说没有了。
You cannot say that you don't have that thankful heart.
只是越来越不像患难中那么深刻了。
But it is no longer the same at that suffering.
那也有呢，偏差的观念会拦阻人心存感恩的。
There were some wrong concept that will prevent people from giving thanks to God.
在患难中是很自然的，比较亲近依靠神。
In suffering, we naturally become more closer to God.
但是呢，也会难免心中有一些埋怨的。
But it's also natural for people to have some complaints.
你想想看，那九个被洁净的犹太人呢？
So imagine those nine Jews.
他们的人生呢，究竟被打乱了吗？
After all, their life war interrupted.
那么重新要开始啊，也并不容易、啊。
And it may not be easy to start over.
有人可能就是终身的残疾。
Some of them could still be handicapped all their life afterwards.
你到一些落后地区去短宣的话，很可能有机会去看他们的麻风村啊，麻风村。
Yeah, if you went to some places for a mission, sometimes you visit.A village with lepers.
因为现在的医药呢，这些人基本上是不会再传染给别人了。
With current our modern medicine, they usually can be controlled without spreading.
但是呢
，But
他们差不多呢，都是有某种程度的残疾。
The people were infected. They usually have some kind of handicaps goes along with that.
就算他没有这种很严重的残疾。
Even if it's not serious,
那么也差不多啊，原来也的那些他的事业财产呢，大概也都没有了。
The treasure, the wealth they had before probably were gone already.
Yeah, 在圣经上面有一个例子，就是有一个王心高气傲，一定要在圣殿里烧香，结果呢长了大麻风，然后呢他的王位就没有了，他的儿子接位了。
So there was a story about an arrogant king who insisted on offering in the temple, but then he got this disease, and then he lost his throne and to his sons.
所以这九个人中间如果有一个疑问呢，一点也不奇怪。
So if those Jews had some question complaints, it is probably not surprising.
如果我没有染上大麻风，我现在呢也能够像当初啊和他同时那跟我做生意的那些朋友一样大发特发
啊哇你说我
就如果我没有染上大麻风的话，那我也可以像当时跟我一起做生意的那些朋友一样大发特发嘛。
So if I have not this disease, I could have been wealthy and just like my friends used to be around me.
那么现 神呢让大麻风临到了我。
But now, God let this happen to me. Let this, leprosy, happen, fall upon me.
在我失去了一切之后呢，当然他洁净了我。
Even though I was cleansed.
那这公平吗？
Still, is this really fair?
我们在患难中就会有这种问题吗？为什么是我呢？为什么是现在呢？
So this is a typical question when people are in suffering. Why me? Why now?
对，那么多半是会在心里面不说出来，但是会拦阻我们心里感恩，所以心存感恩的。
So it will prevent us from giving thanks, even though sometimes we don't say that out loud.
那11月9号周五清晨4点钟的时候呢
？November 9th in the early morning.
那么警车就在我住的社区里面开始广播了啊，大家要赶快走，撤离。
So the police car was in our community announcing that people there should be evacuated now.
那我那时候心里面呢就有埋怨了，为什么在这个时候呢
？Then that complaints I did have at the time. Why now?
还记得我上次来的时候还拄个拐棍吧？
Remember if you remember when I came, I was I came with a cane.
因为我的那个右脚呢还在手术的恢复之中嘛。
Because I was still recovering from the surgery.
行动不方便。
Yeah, it wasn't easy for me to move around.
而且是右脚又不能开车。
And my right hand prevent me from driving.
那一天是什么？那个天黑逃难呢，啊，而且呢在高速公路上大塞车。
So,
我在车上拍的，
so this is I took a picture from my own car and we are running or escaping from that place at night.
那我能够拍照是因为什么呢？我太太开车嘛，那时候只能让她开啊。
At that time, the reason I can take picture is because we were trapped and also my wife was driving.
那但是呢，在我心里面不舒服的时候呢，有另一个声音说呢，哎，好歹你现在还能走路哎。
So I will. Even though while I was complaining, there's another voice remind me that you are lucky that you can still walk.
如果发生在那个你手术回家后的那几天的话，你觉得如何呢？
What would happen if that happens just right after your surgery?
那没有什么如何了，我根本走不掉了。
Then I probably wouldn't be able to leave.
那几天根本只能躺在床上把脚抬高嘛。
I was bedridden during that time.
所以呢，那听想到这一个时候呢，哎，这个心头一惊了，也就暗自感谢祷告了，说主啊，哎，发生在这个时候也还好啊。
So that voice remind me then I give thanks to God, saying, "Well, I'm blessed on what these things happen now."
灾难呢发生，本来就没有什么理想的时候。
When the disaster comes, there's really no such a thing as good timing.
否则就不是灾难。
Otherwise, it won't be called a disaster.
神容许灾难呢，也是要提醒我们必须信靠他。
The disaster is also a way for God to remind us to depending on Him.
因为没有什么真正安全的环境。
Because there were no safe place in this world.
千向市呢，在美国呢，一直被评列为算是居住安全的城市。
Thousand Oaks is was ranked as a safe place to live among all the America cities.
所以很多人对于这次事情是难以置信，不能接受。
So it's shocking or unbelievable to many that a mass shooting happened in this city.
其实啊，重大枪击事件在美国是常有所闻嘛。
Actually, mass shooting is not uncommon in the United States.
不过呢，好像多半就是发生在其他的地区嘛。
But we often feel that happens only somewhere else.
在远方规模比较伤亡小的那种滥射枪击呢，我们几乎都不去注意了。
If for a small scale shooting, we probably would not even pick up.
其实就在千向滥射之前的五天，11月2号。
Actually, 5 days before that, our mass shooting.
下午5点的时候呢，在佛罗里达州就发生了在一个瑜伽馆里面有一个也是一个这个滥射枪击。
There was also a mass shooting in Florida. Happens in the yoga studio.
三二死五伤啊，当然还不包括那个自杀的凶手。
So there were people, two people died and five injured, that not including the shooter.
那这种数字好像在今天都不算大新闻了。
So a statistic like this cannot, we don't even consider this as a big, news.
那当然五天之后就发生到自己住的地方，感受就不一样了。
But then 5 days after, when this type of things happened in my own community, we feel totally different.
所以看到新闻在那边访问的时候，我有看到有很多的震惊跟愤怒。那么有人当然会问说，神为什么要让这种事情发临到这种悲剧临到千象呢？他为什么不阻止这个悲剧呢？
So in the news interview, we see a lot of people with anger and shocks and ask questions about how come God does not prevent things like this to happen.
但是这个滥射枪击在美国是相当的频繁。
This shooting, senseless shooting happens often in the United States.
这是人心远离神，还有枪械泛滥是必然有的结果嘛。
You combine people running away from God plus the gun is very is everywhere. This is bound to happen.
从1982到2017哈，美国这个滥射枪击的死亡人数是节节升高升了。
So over the last few decades, the shooting by guns are going higher.
2016年。
2016,
有284个人死于这种这个滥射枪击。
284people were died people died during this type of mass shooting.
2017年是281个人。
And 2017 there were 281.
这不包括。那种什么叫做误杀啊。
This doesn't include those died in a gun accident.
也不包括这个帮派的火拼。
This doesn't include the shooting happened between gang members.
因为那个不叫滥射，那个是有目标的，
those,
有目的的。
Those are intended shooting. They are not just like this.
甚至于大部分的恐怖活动造成的死亡也不包括在里面。
And doesn't including those terrorist type of shooting.
因为那是有个诉求的，有目的的。
Because they all have some kind of purpose in there.
这种滥射是没有理由的，他就是要杀人，就是随意，就是不管有没有任何的理由啊。
So these are the type of shooting that you can think that without purpose and senseless.
那么2017年美国发生了346件有伤亡的这种的滥射枪击。
So there's 346 shooting happens in 2017.
差不多就是什么每天一件嘛。
It, if it's the average is once a day.
那么2018年呢
?2018.
那么请各位看看2018年是什么状态。
This is the status.
发生在千象的那个是美国在2018年的第307个会有伤亡的这种枪击滥射。
So what happened in Thousand Oaks is the 307th shooting that caused this the death or injuries.
可是才几天之后啊，三天之后呢，第308件就来了。
Only a few days later, the 308th event happened.
在田纳西的 Memphis.
As was in Memphis, Tennessee.
二死，四伤。
Two death and four injuries.
11月11号，第209件，309件在亚利桑那的 Globe.
So 300. November 11, the 309th event happens in Arizona.
那么二死二伤。
Two died and two injured.
所以啊，即使在美国所谓安全的城镇，滥射枪击是迟早会发生。问题不是会不会，而是在何时。
So even in the quiet town, safe places, the type of mass shooting, you can say it's not a matter of will it happen, it's just a matter of when will it happen.
We need
to know this.
当人执意要制造环境让有重大伤亡的滥射枪击容易发生，那凭什么去质问神不出手阻止悲剧？
If people allow this environment to develop and become easy for people to shoot other people, kill other people, why are we still questioning how come God why does God allow this to happen?
我们这样想，
Let's think this way.
一个壮汉
There's a strong man.
就算是拿了一把很大的刀子
Even with a big knife.
在警察赶来之前他能杀死几个人
How many people he can kill before the police come to confront him?
现在大家都有手机一旦有这种事情发生马上打拨911警察就来了嘛
The cell phone is so convenient, you just dial 911 and the police would come.
而且有刀子的话他必须要近距离你还可以逃得远一点。
And because of knife, you have to hurt someone in the very short, near, you have to be really close to be hurt.
但是一个瘦小的人精神有问题也好或者有什么问题也好他如果拿了一个自动武器即使是个半自动手枪他在一分钟之内要杀死十几个人是绝对有办法的，绝对不困难的。
So it is not hard even for a small people without a lot of strength. As long as he has a gun, whether it's a medical semi-automatic, even just semi-automatic handgun, he can easily kill tens of people.
这一次在千向的这个凶手。
So this time in Thousand Oaks, this shooter,
他用的是半自动手枪。
He was using a semi-automatic handgun.
合法。
It's legal.
可以合法买卖的。
It was, you can purchase it legally.
他也可以合法得，他也是合法那个买到的。
And he acquired this weapon legally.
但是他用的弹夹是不合法的。
But he bought illegal cartridge. Magazine.
那个是可以有是高容量，有30发子弹的弹夹。
So that magazine can keep 30 bullets in there.
但是很容易取得。
But it's not hard to get this illegal magazine.
所以它基本上就在前一分多钟的时间就可以就打出30发子弹了。
So it takes a minute, just you can shoot 30 rounds.
那我们凭什么去问神说你为什么不阻止悲剧呢？
So how do we ask ask God why don't you stop this tragedy?
我们要故意要蓄意要制造一个环境让这种事情容易发生的话我们为什么说有认为我们可以去这样质疑神？
If we purposely willing to create an environment like this, what's our ground to question God?
我常常就在想说，我们认为我们自己应该可以有一些权利。
Often I think that we claim that we should have some rights.
但是我们为什么要滥用权利到愚蠢的地步呢？
Why do we abuse this right to such a senseless situation?
我如果很有钱
If I have a lot of money
我到一个贫民区去
And if I go to a poor area
我把口袋里一叠钞票拿出来
I pulled out a bunch of cash
我当街在那边算钞票要表现我很有钱
If I start counting the money I have in front of them
我当然有权利在任何时候任何地方算我的钞票对吧
Of course it's my right to count my own money at any place
然后呢我被抢了我被打伤了我甚至被打死了
And then I was robbed I was beaten and even I was killed
你觉得我应该去问神说你为什么不阻止这种悲剧啊？
Do you think I have the right to question God? Or how come you don't stop this tragedy?
我想神会对我说：“你怎么这么蠢？”
Maybe God answers simply, why are you so stupid?
诗篇五十篇的二十三篇二十三章啊不三二十三节。
So in Psalm chapter 50 verse 23,
我们请一起读一下这中文的部分。
Shall we read them in Mandarin together?
请啊。
凡以感谢献上为祭。
经文告诉我们呢，神要救人啊，但是呢，人要走在正路上面才能得到神的拯救。
So we know that the verses told us we need to continue in God's way then we will be saved.
从这样的大环境来看
So from the our environment seeing from the perspective of our environment
所谓安全不该发生这种悲剧的地方呢其实啊有神出手保守过
So God has protected us in this type of places.
因为我相信神有保守过前一项好多次了，否则这种悲剧早就不会发生了。
I believe that God has prevented this happen many times. Otherwise, this could have happened long ago.
我们也应该看到，在这样子的大环境下呢，没有什么真正安全的地方。
And we should also know that there's really no safe place in this type of world.
我们应该为每一天感恩感谢荣耀神
We should give thanks every day
心存感恩按主指示的正路行
We should give thanks and walk in the walk in his way
神就会让我们得到他的救恩
And then we will receive the salvation
然后呢我们看到的最后的这一句话
So let's look at the last verse here
耶稣对那个人说你的信救了你
So Jesus told him that your faith have saved you.
这个救了你是指他的大麻风被洁净了吗？应该不是。
Is he talking about his leprosy?
因为那九个没有回来的人，也没有回来感谢耶稣的犹太人呢，也同样被洁净了。
Because the other nine were also cleansed.
所以耶稣是指他得到了神的救恩啊，因为呢。他相信耶稣是神，回来感谢耶稣。
So I believe Jesus saying that he was saved in his faith because he came back to give thanks to God.
所以就是像经文刚刚那个经文说，他按正路行得到了神的救恩。
So just like the passage we just read, God, so he will reveal the salvation of God to whomever continues in his way.
神喜悦人心存感恩啊。
God like us to be thankful.
那么我们这段经文如何帮助我们呢
？How can we have some help? Get help from this passage?
我们要知道没有人配得神的救恩。
We need to know there's no one is worthy of God's salvation.
那么那个撒玛利亚人呢，是耶稣要我们学习的榜样。
This Samaritan is what an example we need to learn from.
我们和他一样不配神的拯救和看顾
Just like him, we are not worthy of God's salvation and providence.
所以要心存感恩呢，以感谢耶稣归荣耀于神。
So we need to give thanks to Jesus with a grateful heart.
第二个，我们要在逆境中呢倚靠神成长。
So we need to rely upon God and grow up in the adversity.
逆境其实是我们属灵成长的一个时机
And this is the adversity is an opportunity for us to grow
属灵成长常常是在顺境中遇到瓶颈在逆境中得到突破
So when spiritual growth happens when we come across the challenges when the time is easyAnd then we come across the help or salvation when we are in need.
患难可以给我们比较深刻的体会。
So the suffering will help us to think deeper.
那么逆境啊会让我们软弱，但是呢，正如诗歌恩典工人说的呢，我们在站起来的时候呢，就会更刚强。
So the challenges will sometimes break us up, but then once we stand up from that challenge and we become stronger.
我们也要怎么样学习珍惜顺境 并且感恩。
So we need to learn to cherish these favorable times, with gratitude.
对啊，听起来有点奇怪啊。顺境中发生的事都是我们喜欢的嘛，因为是让我们享受。那么为什么有谁不喜欢珍惜呢？
You may think how, this isn't that obvious that we all like the favorable time. How come you have to remind us to cherish this time?
我们当然喜欢顺境，但是我们并不都是珍惜顺境。
We all like this favorable time, the smooth time, but a lot of times we don't really treasure them.
结果是在顺境中的幸福感啊，通常是很短暂的。
So this feeling of happiness in the time of easy time usually short lived.
人的自然倾向就是不断的把幸福感的目标呢再往前移动。
And our natural tendency is to move our sense of happiness forward.
你这个目标达到以后呢，你还没有享受一下成果呢，就开始有了新目标。然后幸福感就结束了。
So before you can actually feel that happiness, the blessed feeling, you have already moved on to try to achieve the next or try to go to the next steps.
你大概有听过吗？家里的沙发旧了啊，花了很多的功夫，终于找到了一个很满意的新沙发。
So you probably heard the story that you have a sofa that you don't like it, and eventually you found something you like.
可是坐下来以后呢，幸福感就差不多没有了。
Right before you sit on it, that happiness is already gone.
因为发现呢，这沙发摆在这个窗帘的前面，那个窗帘显得呢不配了，旧。
Because the sofa in front of this old curtain, you feel that the old curtain is does not match that sofa anymore.
花了半很多功夫，终于把一个满意的窗帘装上了。
And then you spend some time to finally find something, and find a curtain that's matching.
然后又觉得房这个墙要油漆了，因为这个窗帘一摆上去，墙就很难看。
And then you feel that the wall needs to have a repainting because of this new curtain.
墙漆好了以后，又发现什么呢？地毯实在不行了。
And once the wall is done, then you feel that the carpet needs to be replaced.
如此呢，生活都在花功夫追求那个非常短暂的幸福感。
So we spend on the time pursuing this short-lived happiness.
幸福感啊，短暂或持久是可以选择的。
And it is actually an option for us.
珍惜顺境就是为每一次达到的目标感恩。
So to cherish this favorite time is to give thanks for everything that we have already achieved.
先享受神给的幸福感，然后由神来带领，何时再定新的目标，你的幸福感就会持久。
So our happiness will last longer if we just stop and enjoy what God has given us, and then let God to show us what's the next step.
幸福感也是相对的。
And it is also relative for our feel, our sense of happiness.
我们在这里的生活应该是全世界九成以上的人所羡慕的。
Life here probably is there are 90% of people probably will envy of us.
习以为常的一些生活便利，在某些地方呢，其实是可以产生不小的幸福感。
So with all the convenience, sometimes we don't really feel.The happy was supposed to have.
我今年四月初去一个地方讲课。
So in April, I went to a workshop or giving lectures.
我记得两年前的四月我也去过。
I remember I went there 2 years ago in April too.
那么我觉得那个蛮寒冷的。
And I feel that was kind of cold at there.
带了一些厚衣服。
So I brought some heavy jackets.
结果到了那边才发现像夏天一样。
But then I went there, that weather happens to be like summertime.
当地的人呢穿短袖的。
And there were
披了一个大衣。
The people there were in short sleeves. But I was in that heavy jacket.
当时觉得很后悔，也觉得自己看起来有点蠢啊。
So I feel I'm out of place and feel I'm kind of awkward, stupid that place.
可是呢，上课到了第二天呢。竟然下开始大降温，下午下雪了。
Oh, and but then the second day, it starts snowing in the afternoon.
我当时觉得穿着大衣很幸福。
And I would feel so blessed, happy with that jacket.
而且觉得自己还挺明智的。
And I start feeling I'm myself is pretty smart.
可是看着那个雪越下越大呢，地上在积雪的时候，我开始发现事情不妙。
But then when the when the snow starts accumulating, I realize that something is not quite good for me.
那这个屋子里啊，供暖是没有问题的，可是外面实在是太冷了。
It is actually warm inside, but outside is really cold.
在那个地方是农村，你看得出来吗
？So you can see.
农村有一个特色是什么？它厕所不在屋子里面，在外面。
So you can see this is in a village somewhere. And there's a, it is probably characteristics of a really rural area, where the restroom is outside of the house.
不仅是如此，而且还很远。
And not only is outside, but it's really far away.
那个，而且那个门哈，还不是男的用的，是女的用的。我们还再绕到后头去，才是男的用的。
So the door is saw there is not actually for men. So for us, we have to go around to go to the back of that building.
所以每天清晨的时候呢，都在开始呢，好像要有一番挣扎。
So every morning it was a struggle.
当然前一天要先少喝水啊，晚上要少喝水。
So the strategy is that you want to drink less water the day before.
然后呢，在想说，哎，再等一下哈，等天亮。你这个这黑漆漆的，这个时候要是摔一跤怎么办？然后呢，在那个地方万一一下踩到什么，踩空了怎么得了呢
？So you feel you need to even if you feel you need to go, you probably try to convince yourself to go later because outside is dark. You don't want to stumble, especially not you don't want to stumble inside of that restaurant.
然后等到课程结束以后，回到了城市。
So after the class, I went back to the city.
住进了一个普通的小酒店。
I went to a pretty mediocre hotel.
其实就是一张床一张桌子一个很小的一个酒店啊。
It's a small hotel, one bed, one desk.
但是那一个晚上我非常有幸福感。
And that night I feel so happy. I feel very blessed.
厕所就在我旁边。
And it was a bathroom just next to me.
我什么时候想去就去，这是非常有幸福的一种感觉。
And it is a very happy feeling that I can go anytime.
而且是有暖气的。
And it is also heated.
而且还是一个马桶可以坐的，不需要蹲的。
And something that I can, there is a toilet I can sit on.
所以呢，幸福感真的就是相对。
So it's true that it is relative when it comes to the sense of feeling of happiness.
第二天的时候，那个幸福感就降低了，因为又习惯了。
So I tell you that second day, that feeling of happiness kind of start decreasing.
最后呢，我们要知道就是要行正路。
So I'd like to remind you to give thanks to God always.
所以我们如果能够常常数算神给我们的恩典，
if we count God's blessing all the time,
在逆境中有信心倚靠神，
we can rely on God in the time of adversity.
在顺境中能够珍惜享受神所给的，
and we can cherish the favorable times with gratitude.
我们就是走在神的正路上面，以感谢荣耀神。
And we are walking on God's way and be thankful to God.
但愿呢，这一今年的圣诞节啊，每一位都能够得到神的祝福。
May this Christmas time season, you all will be blessed.
然后我们也都能够以荣耀来以感谢来荣耀神，走在神给我们的正路上。
And of course, we want to glorify God with our thankfulness.
好，我们一起祷告。
And let's pray.
主耶稣，在这个圣诞节期，感谢你再一次的提醒我们要心存感恩。
Dear Jesus, we give thanks to you for reminding us to be thankful in this Christmas season.
愿感恩是我们生活的一部分。
May this thankfulness is part of our life.
愿我们能够常常倚靠主，走在主所指示的正路上。
So we can walk in His path.
我们就能够得到主为我们所预备的救恩。
We shall receive the salvation from Him.
我们也可以在主来的时候得到赏赐。
And we may be rewarded when He comes again.
感谢主的恩典。
Give thanks to the Lord.
奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
In His name.
Amen.
Amen.